Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to take a look at a very important report from the FDIC, which is called the FDIC Quarterly Banking Profile. And I'm going to bring this in real quick so that everybody can see what I'm talking about. So this is a report that the FDIC puts out quarterly, and basically they do an analysis of what is the performance of banks across the country. And they look at, they kind of break it down into both big banks, small banks. So we're going to go through all that. I'm going to kind of go through the report here, give everybody a glimpse of what this report looks like, what kind of information is entailed inside it. But before I do that, I basically just wanted to hit the highlights. So I wanted to kind of run through the highlights with everybody here real quick. So community banks reported a 9.9% fourth quarter decrease in net income from the previous quarter and a 24.7% decline from a year ago, according to the FDIC's latest quarterly banking profile report. For 2023 overall, net income was down 7.1% from 2022. So we've had kind of a decrease in earnings here from banks across the country, across the board. So key drivers: a 3.9% quarterly increase in non-interest expense, a 33.7% gain in provisions, a 2.6% decline in non-interest income more than exceeded a 1% gain in net interest income, and an 18.6% decline in losses on the sale of securities. So non-interest expense. What is non-interest expense? That's basically all of the overhead costs that a bank normally incurs. So on a bank's balance sheet, you basically get a breakdown between interest expense and non-interest expense. So non-interest expense is interest expense is just the expense that's the bank's what they call the cost of funds. That's the amount of interest that banks have to pay out on savings accounts, money markets, checking accounts, so on and so forth. So the non-interest expense is basically that's your overhead expenses, the cost of your branches, it's the cost of your employees, the cost of FDIC insurance, cost of all the typical expenses that any business has in the course of running your business year in and year out. So basically there was an increase in that 3.9% increase. Obviously, most of that I would imagine was probably in wages. 33.7% gain in provisions. So that's basically loan loss reserves. So that means that banks were really beefing up their loan losses in anticipation of kind of a rough credit environment with basically deterioration in loans coming in 2024. And basically the 2.6% decline in non-interest income. So that's income that basically banks earn outside of the typical interest income that they come in. That more than exceeded a 1% gain in a net interest income. So you had a 1% increase in net interest income, 2.6% decline in non-interest income. And then finally, you had the 8.6% decline in losses on the sale of securities. And that gets back to basically banks' bond portfolios. A lot of banks were basically taking the hit, as it were, to sell off the securities that were in the negative to basically reposition their bond portfolios going into 2024 so that they could move forward, hopefully in a more positive fashion, and get better returns on those securities as the year moved forward. But they took the initial hit in the fourth quarter of last year. So additional data for the fourth quarter: community banks also reported a pre-tax return on assets ratio declined 14 basis points from the previous quarter and 41 basis points from a year ago to 1.07%. The net interest margin was unchanged from the third quarter and down 36 basis points from a year ago on a higher cost of funds. Net operating revenue increased 0.3% as higher net interest income offset lower non-interest income. Total assets increased by 1.7% from the third quarter and 4.6% from the previous year. So total assets, meaning total loans, you know, still seeing a nice increase there. Total loans and leases rose 1.8% from the previous quarter and 7.8% from a year ago, with loan growth positive across all major loan categories. That's a good thing. Deposits increased 1.2% from the previous quarter and were up 2.3% from a year ago. Again, that's a good trend, because the trend that we had seen for about, I would say, 5-6 quarters was deposit outflows out of the industry. So the deposits stopped flowing out, and they actually saw some increase here in the last quarter last year, which again was good. The share of non-current loans and leases increased 2 basis points from the previous quarter, while the net charge-off rate rose 7 basis points. Again, getting back to bad loans, loan loss reserves. So non-current loans, meaning delinquent loans, they increased 2 basis points from the previous quarter. And your charge-offs, basically the loans that banks know they're not going to collect money on, those got charge-off, and that raised 7 basis points to 0.18%. which is 3 basis points higher than the pre-pandemic average. So we're now starting to get to a point with delinquency where it's now going above where we were pre-COVID. So overall industry, the overall banking industry reported a 43.9% decrease in net income from the previous quarter and a full year decline of 2.3% on non-recurring non-interest expenses at large banks, higher provision expense, and lower non-interest income. With what's going on with the deposit insurance fund, or what's also known as called the DIF. So the DIF balance increased $2.4 billion to $121.8 billion on higher assessment revenue, while the reserve ratio increased 2 basis points during the quarter to 1.15%. So that's telling you is that the deposit insurance fund is in good standing right now. Everything good. They did a lot of special assessments to take care of the regional banks that had failed in the spring of last year. So they recouped a lot of that loss from a lot of the larger banks. The FDIC insurance fund is sitting in an okay spot right now at the moment. Mergers and closing. So during the quarter, the total number of FDIC insured institutions declined by 27 to 4,587. One bank opened, one bank failed. 4 banks did not file a call report after selling a majority of their assets to credit unions, and 23 institutions merged with other banks. So again, we saw a decline of 27 banks over that period, and now total community banks or commercial banks in the United States account for 4,587. So those are some of the highlights. So let's take in. So here is the report itself. So what we see here at the top is it kind of gives us a quick overview, glance at the top, insured institution performance. And then it goes down here into full year net income declined in 2023, but remained well above pre-pandemic levels. Quarterly net income fell 43.9% from third quarter 2023, driven by higher non-interest and provision expense and lower non-interest income. So it kind of bullet points everything here at the top and then goes through in a couple paragraphs. As we kind of scroll down here, we could see net interest margin decline from prior quarter, operating revenue decline for the third consecutive quarter, non-recurring items dove, non-interest expense was higher, provision expense increased, unrealized losses on securities declined to the lowest level since the second quarter of 2022. That's again, obviously a good thing. That's heading in at least back in the right direction. Banking industry assets increased from the prior quarter. Loan balances increased modestly from the last quarter and from 1 year ago. Domestic deposits increased for the first time in 7 quarters, like I said. Delinquency rates continued to increase higher, but remained below their pre-pandemic average rates. For the moment, they're getting higher. They're going to go higher. The net charge-off rate increased and was above pre-pandemic levels. Equity capital increased. Here's a key thing. The number of problem banks increased. So the FDIC keeps a list of what they call problem banks. And so the number of banks on the FDIC's problem bank list increased by 8, rising from 44 to 52. These 52 banks represented 1.1% of total institutions by count. Total assets of problem institutions increased $12.8 billion quarter over quarter to $66.3 billion. And then, total number of FDIC-insured institutions declined. So now as we continue to scroll down, what we then get into, basically we get the tables and charts here going through, which they give you a lot of, kind of going down here, where I want to scroll down a little bit further down in the report. So I'm kind of breezing through some of the numbers here. Because I want to get to the point. Okay, so now you kind of get the overall banking industry numbers. Now we get down to the community bank performance. So we get down to the smaller banks. And so here, and we see again, hitting some of the highlights on community banks. You know, it just says in here, community banks are identified based on criteria defined in the FDIC's 2012 community banking study. When comparing community bank performance across quarters, prior quarter dollar amounts are based on community banks designated as such in the current quarter, adjusted for mergers. So, so what do we have? How did community banks do? Well, we had full year net income decline from last year. Quarterly net income declined from a quarter ago and 1 year ago. The net interest margin was unchanged from the prior quarter. Unrealized losses on securities decreased from the prior quarter. Loan growth was broad-based across loan categories. Total deposits increased quarter over quarter. And asset quality metrics remained favorable overall. So community banks as of the fourth quarter, end of last year, doing pretty good. Obviously the net income went down. And their quarterly net income declined, but the net interest margin was unchanged. Unrealized losses on securities, continued to decrease, which is good. Loan growth was broad-based and across all loan categories. Total deposits increased, reversing that trend. And then asset quality metrics remained favorable, at least for the time being. So, and then again, it's just as the report does at the beginning, it goes into deeper paragraphs on each one of these items, breaking it all down. And then after you get past the breakdown, then again, it gets down into charts. It kind of breaks down. It'll give you all the charts. And again, this is an accumulation of all the community banks and things that they look at in the report. So this is a great report that the FDIC, and I'm just going to go back up to the top here real quick. So this is a great report that the FDIC puts out quarterly. I look at it every quarter just to get an idea of, okay, what's going on with bankings, what's going on with large banks versus community banks, because that really matters. I mean, that really has, if you really want to get an inclination for how the economy's doing, how are banks doing. Now, obviously, this report, while there's a lot of good things, it tells you that things are stable for the moment. It does also tell you that there are some headwinds coming. I mean, obviously, you're beginning to see a deterioration in credit quality. But, some of the good things that are happening, like, the reversal in the deposit trend, we saw growth in deposits for the first time in like a year and a half. The unrealized losses on securities are continuing to go down. So, the question is, will those trends continue enough to help out banks, before the net charge-offs really start to kick in and the delinquency and the deterioration in credit portfolios? That's one of the big questions. And obviously, the decline in net income, the decline in profitability, that's not real good. And then obviously, we're going to continue to look at the profit margins of banks and see how that basically holds up. Great report. Great thing to check out. I did put a link to this report in the description below if you'd like to click on it and go check it out. I'll certainly come back and bring everybody more info on a lot of these key banking reports as they come up and as they come out. So just to wrap up, if you like this video, please make sure to like, subscribe, and share. That always helps the channel. Please make sure to check us out on YouTube, Rumble, and all major podcast platforms. And check out some of the other episodes that I'm putting up this weekend, as well as the main show, which is the quarterly banking update. And I will be back to talk with everyone again real soon. Thanks a lot.